Marquita, I was out running at 5 o'clock in the morning the other morning.
Why?
Well, that's what I do. Suddenly, a raccoon ran across my path, stopped briefly, and then looked at me with its bandit's eyes, and then ducked into the sewer. And I thought, that's where, clearly, Stephen King got his idea for It.
Yep. It's the Cube Critics.
Well, okay, so we're not talking about It this week, but we are talking about two very scary movies.
Well, we're coming up for Halloween.
Yeah. Is Come Play actually as scary as it seems?
It is and it isn't. This is a PG-13 horror movie. And it is a movie which has lots of things coming jumping out at you, and you will squeal and you will start. But it's actually, there's a lot to this film, and I actually would kind of recommend it.
Hmm.
It is about Oliver, who is a grade schooler with autism, who communicates through a speech-generating app on his phone. The problem is he doesn't really have any friends. He also has a couple of parents who are constantly battling over things. And one day, suddenly on his phone, which he uses for his speech communication, he sees this story, and it is about misunderstood monsters. And it's about a monster called Larry, who wants a friend. And Larry begins to manifest himself and actually begins trying to draw young Oliver into another world. It's increasingly scary, particularly because his parents, Sarah and Marty, live in a very dimly lit house with really faulty electrical system, which always seems to be having things flicker.
Mm-hmm.
It is really a movie about friendship, about parenting, about loneliness, that will also scare the snot out of you. It's not gory, but really worth watching. Come Play is in theaters now. But you saw The Witches.
I did.
Which is the latest adaptation of a Roald Dahl novel, which was already made into a movie with Angelica Houston.
Yeah, back in 1990, I did not see the original film adaptation.
It's very good.
Slightly before my time. But this one stars Chris Rock, also Anne Hathaway, and Octavia Spencer. This is a cast of heavy hitters. And for people who did not read the book or read the book too long ago, it starts off, as most children's films do, with an orphaned child. And very early on in his life, a healthy dose of fright is instilled in him after an encounter with a witch. So this child takes on a whole group of witches who have all happened to assemble at the same hotel where he is staying with his grandmother.
They're there for a convention.
Allegedly, a convention against child abuse, but these witches want to turn children into mice. It is outlandish. It's funny. It's not that scary unless you're a child, but that is who this film is for. You can stream The Witches on HBO.